Well, 1,000 troops have been deployed into the New York City subway system. Now there's soldiers with rifles standing around at the subway stations, and people have their bags randomly searched. You're going down an escalator, and a soldier with a rifle says, "Oh, can we look in your bag?" And the video's out there now, and New Yorkers are like, "Oh, yeah, sure, no problem, because we're sheeple. Bag. You want to look in my bag?" That's the average New Yorker right there. Maybe not the New Yorkers listening to this, but I'm just saying, the oblivious sheeple Democrat New Yorkers, oh, they're happy to go along with tyranny because they want the security, right? They want to feel safe by giving up all their liberties and putting the government in charge. So all these New Yorkers who are anti-gun, they love men with guns standing around. It's like, and the guns are controlled by the governor, effectively, because she's the one ordering the troops. And the governor says that those same men with guns can also rip you out of your home and throw you into a quarantine death camp at any moment against your will if they suspect you might have been exposed to anything that they just make up. And the New York City or the New York State Supreme Court has already affirmed that they have the power to do that. So these men with guns, well, men and women with guns that are now all over the subway systems of New York City, this is a conditioning operation. It's a psyop, and there's something else, too, I'll mention. It's also preparation for a false flag operation. But the psyop element is getting New Yorkers used to being herded around and ordered around by soldiers, military soldiers, because that's exactly what's coming. Remember, New York City, I think it's the largest population of a city in America. If not, it's close to it. I don't know what LA's population is compared to New York. But New York City is a very large population. And so the depopulation efforts that are targeting America have to, at some point, depopulate New York City. That's where they get the most, you know, bang for the buck of depop. So today, it's, hey, can we look in your bag? And here, we're a bunch of camo outfit military dudes with M4s. Can we look in your bag, please? Pretty please. And then, you know, a few months down the road, it's, hey, come with us. Get on the bus. Come with us. You're going to a quarantine camp because you were 4 feet away from a person that we determined had, you know, super COVID or whatever, Ebola. And your phone was geolocated next to their phone. And now you're going to a quarantine camp. Yep, nothing you can do about it. Supreme Court already confirmed it. So follow the men with the guns or you'll be arrested. Maybe shot on site, who knows. So this is New York City right now. Just as Steve Quayle and I predicted 2 years ago in our special report called Battlefield America 2022 through 2024. And here we are. America is being turned into a battlefield. Now, let's talk about the false flag operation here that this is probably a setup for. It's very clear that the Democrats, they can't win this election coming up in November. They're going to lose so badly if the election is allowed to take place and if it's a fair election. I mean, of course, it won't be a fair election. But I think Trump is, at this point, his popularity is even beyond the margin of Democrat cheating. They can probably cheat, you know, 20% of the votes or something. Trump is in, you know, blowout territory or Texas Chainsaw Massacre territory at this point. And Trump will be able to win not just the swing states, but even a lot of so-called blue states, given how desperately people need a solution like a border wall or getting tough on crime or dealing with food inflation, all these things. The Biden regime and Bidenomics have been disastrous. The American people know that. So they want Trump. So the Democrats know they're going to have to do something big, some big false flag, something very dramatic. Now, they love to run false flags in New York City, hence 9/11, the Twin Towers, and Building 7. As you know, Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolition. There's no question of that. It is a certainty. It is something that has been widely known for a very long period of time. You've even got thousands of architects and engineers, and their group is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, that that say, you know, the buildings don't just collapse like this unless there's controlled demolition. So there's no question, unless you think that physics don't apply or that magic occurred that day and the laws of physics were suspended, then you might believe the government official narrative about 9/11. Otherwise, if you believe in cause and effect, if you believe in reality, Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolition, which means that somebody planned for the whole thing. They planned for the attacks on the Twin Towers. They planned to bring down Building 7. They planned for the missile to strike the Pentagon, and then they said it was an airplane. It was never an airplane. It was a missile. They launched a missile at the Pentagon. My God. If it was a plane, there would have been plane parts found. There would have been seats and luggage and bodies of plane passengers. No such things were ever found near the Pentagon. Go back. Seriously, try to find the photos of the so-called plane that flew into the Pentagon on 9/11. You may have even forgot about that. Try to find photos of it and see if you can find any photo showing any plane parts or any plane seats or baggage or plane passengers or plane, you know, landing gear, tires. That would have all been there. None of that was found. It was a total false narrative. Everybody who has a brain already knows that. So New York City is the epicenter of false flags. They are clearly preparing for a false flag operation in the New York City subway system. And I take you back, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when the New York law enforcement with, I believe it was the DOJ and the FBI, they were running chemical weapons simulations in the New York subway system. Remember that? And they had dudes in biohazard suits running around, and they had meters and sensors, and they were releasing gases in the subway. And they claimed publicly, you can find all this. This is all on the internet. It's mainstream media. Reuters covered it. Associated Press covered it. New York Times covered it. They said, oh, don't worry. This is just being done to ensure your safety. Department of Homeland Security or whoever was involved in it, and plus, you know, New York City Police and whatever, they are trying to determine, you know, the vulnerabilities of the subway system to a chemical weapons attack or a bioweapons attack. And so don't be concerned. So they were releasing clouds of gas in some parks and the subway stations and subway entrances and so on. And they said, oh, it's all a test. Do not be concerned. It's just a test. Well, now they have troops in the subway system. What do you think they're planning? They're planning a major attack, probably a giant bombing attack in the subway system. Or maybe a bomb that releases either a chemical weapon like sarin gas or a biological weapon of some kind. And this is, of course, designed to terrorize the American people, but more importantly, to blame the enemies of America. So who does the U.S., well, under the Biden regime, who do they want to blame right now? Who do they want to justify escalating war against? Well, the answer is obvious. There's only two answers. Well, okay, three. Russia, obviously, number one. So they might say, well, Russia released bombs in the New York City subway, and that's why we have to defeat Russia. And then everybody in Congress would roll over and pass the emergency funding for Ukraine. Just like that. Nobody would say no. Oh, the New Yorkers were hit by a chemical weapon and we traced it back to Russia. Even though it's all fiction, it's all made up. Also, they want to blame Hamas so they can have more money for Israel and justify that. And you can imagine how this is going to go. A giant bomb goes off in the tunnels and they're like, tunnels? Bombs? It must be Hamas. And you'll see the media just jump on board with that. Oh, it's Hamas. Hamas set off all these horrible explosions and killed X number of people and has terrorized New Yorkers. It's Hamas. I mean, you can see that happening. Or they'll say it's China. It's China's bombing New York City subways. I mean, it's all made up. There's no reason why China would bomb New York City subways. I'm not saying that China doesn't want to overthrow the U.S. at some point, because clearly they do, and the communists in China do not like the U.S. at all. But they wouldn't go after the subway system. That's absurd. There are easier juicier targets for communist China. Anyway, you're going to see this narrative. Almost certainly, and they're going to make it so big that they're going to call for suspending the election. And it might be not just something in the subway system. That may not even be big enough. It's probably going to be some kind of a dirty bomb attack, a radiological, maybe a nuclear weapon detonated in some city. Maybe New York. Who knows? I mean, I hope to God not. I don't want to see anybody hurt, especially innocent people. But understand that the rogue administration that are essentially political squatters, they didn't win the election. They stole it. They've been occupying the White House ever since. And they will not give up power voluntarily. They will not. They will not sit back and let an election take place and let themselves be outvoted. They just will not allow that to happen. If it means attacking their own cities, bombing their own people, mass murdering hundreds of thousands or even millions of Americans, from their point of view, well, so be it. They don't care, obviously. They don't care one bit. So there's nothing they won't do. And you just have to get creative in thinking about what are they willing to do. I mean, you know they allowed over 3,000 Americans to die on 9/11. Now you need to multiply that by, 100, probably 300,000 Americans. That's what they need to kill now from their point of view. Not my point of view. I hope to God this never happens. But from the controllers' point of view and the globalists and the Democrats, they would love to kill off hundreds of thousands of Americans if they could cancel the election and stop Trump. Anything to stop Trump. Now, understand, in their own minds, they believe that Trump is such an existential threat to America that they can justify to themselves killing off a few hundred thousand Americans in order to save, they think, to save the rest of America. They think Trump is so dangerous that he would turn the military on the American people and slaughter millions of Americans in a Trump Holocaust or something. And thus, Democrats will tell themselves that the means justify the ends if they have to kill off a few hundred thousand Americans. They think that that's worth it in their minds to stop Trump. So don't think that they have any kind of normal moral compass here. They don't. Don't think that they abide by the rule of law. Of course they don't. You've already seen that demonstrated in spades over the last 4 years, or if not much longer. I mean, look at the Obama administration, look at Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State and so on, all lawless, right? So don't think that there's any morality that will stop these people. No such morality exists in their minds or in their hearts. Does not exist. They're going to do absolutely anything and everything necessary to stop Trump. So ask yourself, what kind of attack is big enough to halt the election? What kind of attack is big enough to blame America's strategic enemies, like Russia or Iran or China? It would have to be something really massive. Maybe a cyber attack on the power grid. Take down the whole power grid and blame Russia. Who's going to know? The average American consumer is just going to believe whatever the New York Times or the Washington Post tells them. And they'll have, 17 intelligence agencies all agree. We have consensus. It was Russia. Oh, you mean the same 17 intelligence agencies that said that Russia stole the election for Trump, that fabricated the fake Russian dossier to try to dismantle Trump's administration? Those 17 intelligence agencies, all traitors, all should be arrested and tried for sedition and insurrection and treason against this country. Those 17 intelligence agencies, yeah, the same ones. They're going to tell you it was Russia or China or whoever they want to blame. And then guess what? Soldiers on the streets in all the cities, not just New York City. This is just step one. Just like they rolled out COVID in New York City first. Remember that? Because they had to test out all the COVID compliance. Will the citizens go along with this? Will they wear masks even though it's stupid? Yes. Turns out, yes. The answer is yes, they will. Will they take death jabs in New York City? Oh, yes, they will. Oh my God, this is incredible. Can we then tell them the first jab didn't work and they need a second jab? And will they take that jab? Oh my God, yes, New Yorkers will do that too. They did that. They love that. They'll take three jabs, four jabs, five jabs. Oh my God. They'll wear three masks. They will lock down their children. They will live in plexiglass bubbles. They will wear freaking masks while they're driving by themselves in their own vehicles, for God's sake. Yes, the experiment has been a success from the point of view of the globalists. These obedient New York sheeple will do anything we tell them to do. And the same is true across every blue city across the whole country. Because the average American now, at least a Democrat American, is a slave. An obedient slave. That's not you listening to this, and that's not rural Americans, and that's not Trump supporters, and that's not Second Amendment supporters, and so on. But for the oblivious masses, that's their reality. They will do anything. And they will have soldiers on the streets. They will show their papers. They will have their bags searched. They will gladly march to the quarantine camps obediently. Yes, Governor, we'll go to the quarantine camps. What should we do next? What would you ask of us? Kill your firstborn sons. Okay, anything to stop the pandemic. You know, that kind of insanity. So get ready for it. There's a lot more coming. I've got great interviews for you lined up at Brighteon.com. Be sure to check out Brighteon.tv for other hosts and shows as well. And on top of that, check out HealthRangerStore.com for your preparedness and survival needs. We have our preparedness food supply, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, back in stock in number 10 cans, rodent-proof, long-term storable. The freeze-dried lasts for many, many years. We've got Ranger buckets, mini buckets, mega buckets. If you're concerned about disruptions in the food supply, we've got you covered. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Our interviews and content are made possible by your support for HealthRangerStore.com. And today we've got a lot of products back in stock that have been very difficult to get. One of those is 5G Defense. 5G Defense contains this very potent and very expensive ingredient called SOD, superoxide dismutase. And what this does is it helps your body defend itself from the peroxynitrite, which are produced upon exposure to 5G signals or other electromagnetic signals that can penetrate through your skin, by the way. I mean, that's how cell phones work. They penetrate through building walls and vehicles and your skull and your skin. So that creates these very dangerous free radicals in your body that you've got to defend yourself against through a variety of methods. Good nutrition is one of the ways, good sleep, you know, lack of stress and avoiding inflammatory foods, but you can also supplement with 5G Defense. It's back in stock right now. If you show my page on the store here, 5G Defense powder, 1.2 ounces. This is very potent. It's a powder. You can blend it into any smoothie or drink very easily, and it's available now. So also back in stock, we have the Organic Turmeric Gold Plus, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. This is available. Multiple bottles are a little bit less expensive. All lab tested, certified organic, and of course, non-GMO, and so on and so forth. We've got NAC, N-acetylcysteine, back in stock at the store as well. And that's something that's been difficult to get. Coconut oil back in stock. We've also got back in stock our Organic Seven Treasures Mushroom Powder, which combines seven potent functional mushrooms. You can see the label right there. It's got reishi powder, shiitake powder, cordyceps, all organic, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. This is available in the powder form, not capsules currently, but in powder form. This can be blended easily into various drinks as well. So we've got these products and more available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And I think we've got freeze-dried organic corn in the number 10 cans as well. That's something that's been out of stock for a long time. So here we go. Long-term storable, essentially rodent-proof. Number 10 cans, great for long-term storage. Freeze-dried, which retains the taste, the texture, the nutrients, the colors, good for a very long time. Just keep it, you know, closed up and then keep it in a place that's not hot or damp. Just keep it dry and cool, and this will last for many years. It's an excellent preparedness item. We've also got freeze-dried fruits and other vegetables as well. Just check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. In fact, if you go there, check this out. You can search for freeze-dried, as I'm doing here, and you can see yellow miso powder, apple, blueberries, corn, and show all results, and you're going to see all the different freeze-dried products that we have. Amazing. Lots to choose from. Yeah, here's mango and chopped kale and strawberry pieces and raspberries and so much more. So if you want real food, real certified organic, lab-tested, long-term storable food for your survival pantry, we've got it for you. And we actually have good inventory right now because our production has been going quite well lately, amazingly. We have good relationships with suppliers, and we can't get everything we want, but we're getting a pretty good supply at the moment. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platform, our work, our guests, our content, and the projects that we're working on to bring you more things that will benefit you and help you stay prepared. So thank you for all your support. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.